Also in the program letter, the tax exempt exams, you know, they do use data analytics. For a long time, they tried to say, no, we're not doing that. But they came out and said, yes, we are. And so if you check that box, you should automatically have a response on Schedule O. Okay? If you check that box and lie about it, that's worse. Right? Just be honest. Say it. You know, defend it or say we didn't know, whatever it is, right? And you're less likely to be kicked out of funding. So what I'm going to do is pull up. This is not my computer, so we're going to try and find. Oh, no. They did not put the attachments in here. So there's going to be two attachments when they upload it. Let's see.
It's uploaded. Your 990 and audit report.
Yeah, where is it? On here.
I went to my account on the...
It must be in briefcase.
I don't have a briefcase.
It is briefcase.
Where? Can you help me?
Not on there.
Do you have a UT law account?
Mm-mm.
UTCLE?
I just come help speak and leave. I'm just a volunteer. Sorry.
You meant the name of the file they named it?
Yeah.
Well, they might not have pulled it onto their machine for us.
Okay, hold please. Everybody think of really good questions. Ruth, say something.
Do you have a question?
Where do you go and find their audit reports and stuff like that? Their websites, they make them all available?
So they don't have to make their audit report available. You can pull 990s generally online from a database. Oh.
Just while we're waiting.
Sure.
So there you go.
Say that again.
You can pull 990s from the GuideStar website. They can be.
Oh, Lord. What's
organizations that receive federal funding and have to file a single audit, you can pull their audits.
I can't find the attachments.
I'll call Deanna and have her come up.
From
the
FACS website. I think that's what it's called. How many of you here are in the finance realm? Okay.
So we're split. That's usually what it is.
If you're not in the finance realm, why are you what questions can... How can we still steer the conversation to assist?
I'll just keep going. She's going to go bring it on a thumb drive because I can't remember my password for GuideStar.
She's putting the malware on it.
Yeah, that's right.
She's putting the malware on it before she puts it in.
Well, it's their laptop, not ours, so that's fine.
We're just going to talk a little bit and then I'm going to show you, but, what's really important and one of my pet peeves when I'm evaluating 990s for funding for my clients is when you give me a very terrible mission statement, like you let your accountants cut that down to one sentence and I'm like, what are they doing? Right? Take the time to explain on that mission statement portion, and I'll show you where it is when she comes back. Take the time to write out your mission and what you do. The other thing that really can hurt you from a funding perspective is the 990 requirement is you only have to list your biggest program over some dollar amount, whatever. Take the time to list the other ones. Because what that does is it shows a funder what you consider your major programs. And it shows what money, revenue, and expenses are going to that particular program. Because that is very difficult to understand that cost center from audited financials because it's all lumped together, right? So take the time to do the extra that's not required. It will help you for potential funding. Then, that's what I said. See, this is the chance to tell the charity story.
I'll look for them. I have to download them from the cloud.
Okay. So, the other thing is, I will tell you the 990 instructions on the IRS website are actually very, very helpful. So if you do not understand a question or a box or something on the 990, they have it beautifully mapped out to explain it to you, and sometimes even with examples. So don't get intimidated by the IRS language, because they really did a good job on the 990 instructions to help explain what you're answering. And those questions, like we talked about from the data analytics that the IRS uses, is very important.